from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're not going to like this one.
Give it to me.
Well, I was told from somebody involved in the situation that he is not going to be available until he gets his contract adjusted. He's got 3 years left on his deal. That could bleed into the regular season with us just being a few weeks away. This is a player who's made about $150 million in his career. He's been taking up golf, kind of staying away from the team, doing his own thing, still training, of course, getting ready for the season potentially. But he's not overly stressed to have to be out there right now, and he's the fourth highest paid left tackle despite being the best the last few years. So the 49ers know they have to do something here. Could sweeten the guarantees on his contract. So they're dealing with Brandon Ayuk at the same time. They're trying to get this guy done. So they're hoping he'll be in the lineup here soon.
All right. Got 2 weeks, right?
Did I miss the bleed into the regular season? Was that the part that I missed? I saw
Well, that's
that.
What you want. That's the whole goal, Steiny, is to avoid that on both fronts. But again, I'll say this. We can sit here and bubble wrap every player in sports all across the board. The bottom line is, if Ayuk, and I'm being proactive, if he's a Niner, puts on that helmet and is available week one against the Jets, along with his counterpart, Trent Williams, I'll look you dead in the face and tell the listeners, Donnie, preseason doesn't mean diddly squat. And it may not already, but those soft tissue injuries, because you're not and you have not been practicing in pads and doing all the things Monday through Friday, that to me means something. But if these two gents come back, because that's what it's going to be, they basically missed all the preseason and OTAs, it'll be the middle finger like nothing to see here.
So you clearly didn't listen to any of the shows last week, because Evan and I
was in and out.
We made it official last week. We agreed that what's already happened is going to impact the regular season. So you missed that part.
Okay.
But we're operating under the premise that now it's too late.
Let me ask you to expand on why you think. Like, what if they're 4-1?
Evan?
And they're 5 games into it and they look dominant. I'll look at you. You know what I'm saying, Steiny? We don't know. But I guess if they get off to a slow start, you know, Monday morning quarterbacks will come out. Is this how you want to do the offseason? Hell no. But at the end of the day, I'm watching Purdy sling that rock, and I know it was the first drive. I'm like,
see the
man,
interception?
I did see it.
Let me tell you something.
It happens. Get it out. Shout out Trey Lance. Threw 5 of them Saturday.
Threw for 333 yards.
I'll tell you what, he's fast.
I thought he wasn't fast.
He looked like he ain't running in cement. Yeah. But the Niners got their Evan, QB, man.
Evan and I got a little something working right now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you're going to have to claw your way back in here.
All right.
So, 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er preseason is in the books. I'm going to challenge 49er fans. What are your takeaways from the preseason? And I'll tell you what, I'm gonna ask you to dig, because there wasn't a lot to me that we learned. I don't think it was a great preseason, but we'll see what happens 2 weeks from today when the 49ers take on the New York Jets, Goo.
What if I lay this on you and Evan and the listeners? What if I feel like, as much as I've tried to watch the games again and double back and answer that question, that profound question you just brought up, what if I said, Steiny, it's just hard. It was hijacked. It still is hijacked by the absence, more so in the rumors and innuendos when it comes to Brandon Ayuk. Like, that's what this Niner offseason was about, and the worst part about it is it still is. What if I told you I can't get, just me personally, I can't get past that? And I know they got a looks like a dynamic kick returner and Garrido. I mean, he looks phenomenal. I think the NFL did a great job in regard to this kickoff rule, Steiny. It's going to change games. We're going to see a lot of action on these kickoffs. But Moore held his own. I'm seeing different things, but nothing to supersede the absence of a primetime receiver in your left tackle.
I mean, we'll have to see. We'll have to see if those two guys who aren't practicing right now are back in time for the Jets game. If you're a 49er fan, after Friday's game, you feel better about where this season's going? Seeing Brock Purdy quarterback most of the first half, looked pretty sharp, had one interception.
Yeah.
Kind of forced it in there, but I'll tell you what. Let me tell you something about Brock Purdy.
Preseason's four, man.
Yeah, I got a prediction. What Purdy's numbers last year were, I think, 31 and 11. You ready for a prediction? He's going to have more touchdown passes and more interceptions this year.
I kind of feel like I know what street you're on with that, but I'll let you break that down as to why more INT.
So you know how Jimmy Garoppolo, everybody got scared when he threw into the middle of the field?
Oh, man. The old nose.
Yeah. I feel like Purdy, I'll tell you what, he is not afraid to throw the ball when there's traffic. And he's got a knack for putting it pretty much in the right spot, but
some of the great ones do that. Brett Favre, Steiny. I shouldn't have brought him up. He got his way to the Hall of Fame. He took chances. He threw a bunch of picks.
Yeah, I wonder just over the course of a season if that's what Kyle Shanahan wants out of his quarterback. Like, how aggressive does he want Purdy to be? I think he wants him to be aggressive running the football, but I wonder how aggressive he wants him to be with some throws. And, I mean, the one thing that I took from Friday's game is he is not – I mean, people may call him a game manager, but he is not afraid to try to make some big plays. And that I don't associate with being a game manager. I feel like a game manager just executes the coach's game plan, whatever the coach wants. I feel like a game manager doesn't take a lot of chances. I feel like a game manager is there not to lose the game. I don't think Purdy's a game manager. I think he's a legitimate quarterback, obviously, but I think he's less careful than we think.
And, you know, it's not because I've been gone a week and I'm coming back whispering sweet nothings to you or trying to kiss your ass, because I don't do it. When I try, I don't do it well. But I'll say this, Donnie, about Brock Purdy. You were the first one at the party in regard to his legs, his escapability. He is not Michael Vick. But you know who he's not? Jimmy Garoppolo, who pretty much was a statue. I'm watching that game Friday, and I'm asking you now, Steiny, do you think Brock Purdy gets enough credit for his leg game? I mean, he runs at the most opportune times, obviously when the pocket's breaking down, but he ain't no snail. And I'm looking at Brock like, we focus on what you just talked about, you know, throwing the ball. He's a quarterback. But I don't think he gets enough credit for his leg game, Steiny. He is elusive, and if you look at his thighs and it's just lower half, he's bottom heavy, but it ain't fat. It's just he's a strong dude. And I'm like, you know what, Brock? You are elusive.
He's very elusive, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's what did I call him last year? It's like the mouse in the kitchen. Oh, I think you have him and he goes under the fridge. Then he comes out from behind the fridge, but he goes in that little crack next to the dishwasher.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got
lay it on us.
He's got the athlete's advantage. He's got the quick twitch.
I
think he's got quick twitch. He can make a very quick move to get away from a guy who's right on top of him.
Yeah, I'll add this though. If you got him throwing more picks and number 11 is not an option, and whoever you got out there in filling those shoes, if they're not winning at the line of scrimmage or getting off or running precise routes, you know, and he has to go to option 2-3 or what have you, I mean, we could see that. But last thing, Ricky Pearsall, Steiny, like, that's another component of the preseason that bothers me when you say, "Goo, what did you see?" And I saw a lot of good stuff, but we didn't even get a look at him. Not even a glimpse. So if something does pop off with Washington or some other team, Ricky Pearsall will not have been one to take advantage of preseason reps, which, again, could mean nothing, right?
I mean, even if he didn't start, I'd expect him to.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Play some, on maybe on third downs or something. I mean, they drafted a receiver in the first round. I mean, I expect Ayuk to catch more than him. I expect Debo to catch more than him. I expect Kittle and McCaffrey, but... I mean, what I would expect out of Ricky Pearsall this year is you start to assimilate him into the system and he becomes your third wide receiver.
But maybe your second if Ayuk is not here. You know what I mean? Like the role expands and becomes bigger and you kind of just wish he wasn't hurt. And I know Kyle said he expects him back in practice sometime this week. Hopefully that happens, but... It was just something I jotted down on my 8.5 by 11. Shout out to Scott Osler-Stein. He watching the game Friday. Remember, he used to have that piece in the Chronicle. Things he jotted down on his 8.5 by 11. You don't remember it. Scott Osler. Scotty!
8.5 by 11 is a sheet of paper. And that, it's not a note. That it's not an index card.
But that was the bit. That was the bit. Things he jotted down on his 8.5 by 11. Scotty!
Goose back. Yeah.
Goose Look, back. People know what I'm talking about.
888-957-9570. What are you taking from training camp, 49er fans? 2 weeks till the opener at Levi Stadium against the New York Jets. I also want to get into this Mike Sando quarterback tiers list. It's pretty interesting. I may ask you the same question I asked Evan last week. What's a franchise quarterback? And we got into a fight over it, Goo.
What? I can't wait to hear the details.
Yeah.
It's been pretty much your definition of a...
We didn't get into a fight. I just feel like there are more...
He doesn't have a definition.
Oh, boy.
No, it's
that we're on was the fence. Fight.
Yeah, you were on the...
Nate, it's like, give me a quarterback, I'll tell you. It's really that simple.
Oh, Trevor Lawrence comes to mind.
Is he? Is he a franchise quarterback, too?
You had him one last week.
Yeah, well.
Don't tell him what I had or what I didn't.
It's kind of nuanced.
Of course he's a franchise quarterback.
Is he getting paid like one?
Yeah, exactly.
Are they hoping he evolves into something better than he's shown?
Of course, he's young. He's young. 49ers have a franchise quarterback?
Yeah, they do.
Nah, they don't.
Stoney's about to get 50 to 60 EMs.
We'll see.
I mean, all right.
Evan and I agreed that he's not.
Oh, my goodness. You're playing.
No. Evan
Well, what are we missing? What am I missing?
You got to get your second contract from your original team.
Well, then it's about number. I'm talking about on the field right now. Brock Purdy. But Dobbs. Yeah, Dobbs.
We call him Dobbsy.
Yeah, I ain't going there. That's a baseball term when you add the Z.
Everybody adds that.
In baseball more so than football.
I think pretty much in, you know, all nicknames.
We call Primetime Deion Sanders, who I'm down on, Primetime.
I don't.
Not Primetime Z.
I wouldn't call him Primetime.
Yeah. Well,
I'm down on him, too.
Me too. But anyway, we'll get into that. I think you both got it wrong if you're speaking for Evan.
No, Evan.
Purdy!
He hasn't got his second contract.
But what about the play on the field and the hope?
Why don't you ask Evan?
Yeah, Evan, what has he not done?
You know what?
He is their franchise quarterback.
Look, Look, he's pouting. He's not pouting.
That's a new one. I like it. Radio pouting.
Not pouting. I'm pointing.
Evan, what's
talk there to him?
What did you say last week? Get Chickering in here then.
Vic Carter.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that'll be fun. We'll get into that.
888-957-9570. I got to tell you, I missed you, Goo, and I would have bet against you coming in here today praising Kyle for playing the starters. Did you flip a coin?
No, I didn't flip a coin. I like the new cut. He got like a little mullet. It's longer in the back. Kyle, I'm digging it. And I'm just sitting there like, he's sending a message like, We got games to win. We're trying to get back to the Super Bowl. So I did turn you guys on last week, and the proof is you guys were talking about the Super Bowl or bust and whatnot. And I'm just like, you know what, Stoney? I'm done with it. Just kind of how I do my bank account, preparing for the future. The window is just this season. And that's what the Niners are trying to take advantage of. And that's why you need the guys that are not in camp back. Because all it's about and all you can control is what happens on the gridiron and off this season. So the Niners right now, Stoney, you look at any outfit or who's supposed to win the odds, the Niners are up there, rightfully so, and it's been that way since 19. Four trips to the NFC Championship game, two to the Super Bowl. Like, damn, you don't do that without handing the keys over to a young man that's took you on the first ride. No, I'm about to tell you, his first rodeo. Yeah. He took you to the NFC Championship game and then followed that up with a Super Bowl visit, all while wrecking his elbow.
I just don't understand why on the one hand you would call Purdy a franchise quarterback, but on the other hand not feel good about the year after this year in 2027. If he's a franchise quarterback, he should be sitting pretty till 2030.
Well, nobody does anything by themselves. And we just talked about Bosa and hopefully the new depth of the D-line. But he can't do it by himself. So if he were to lose Ayuk, Stoney, you know, it would be fair to see the impact. Clint Eastwood, sudden impact that would have not just on Brock Purdy, the running game and the Niner offense as a whole.
That's why
I just can't believe he's not back, Brandon Ayuk. I just really can't. And if this report, Mayoko tweeted, I think it was a second and a third, possibly, Stoney. I mean, man, you could have got that way back when, right?
I don't know. I don't know what was there 6 months ago. I don't know what was there 3 months ago. I don't know what there is now. What do you think about this? Manti Te'o, Good Morning Football.
Oh.
Check this out. Hey, Manti, how do the Niners look to you?
I think for the past 5 to 10 years, we've got so accustomed to the San Francisco 49ers walking around not only the NFC West, but the NFL in general as these big bullies. You watch Trent Williams and Deebo Samuel coming out of the locker room with that bump box, and you watch them get into that scuffle in the pregame, and you watch their dominant defense and their run game. We got so accustomed to that. I flipped on the TV and watched their past two preseason games when their starters played, and I just see an emotionally drained team.
Wow. Now, you got to go play the games, but man, man, he said not on the emotion, they look drained.
Yeah.
So, you know, just from his standpoint, Stoney, what does that mean Monday night in 2 weeks against the Jets?
It means they're going to get pasted is what it means. It means Aaron Rodgers is going to come into Levi Stadium and do some damage.
Or
that's
Kyle
what I,
could
that's
tell
what I'm hearing.
Teota, hey, hold my beer. I've been doing this since 19. I know you said 10 years, even before I got here. I'll have my troops ready.
I mean, the reality of the situation with the Niners is, and Evan
that
and
was
I,
interesting. Wow.
Evan and I agreed on this too. We had a lot of agreements last week, Evan and I. We really came
people
together.
People say you don't fight when I'm not in.
Well, and I said, and I told our audience, you know, he says less outlandish things than you. And so...
And you're the leader of outland.
We both kind of agree that the reason he was going to play the starters on Friday is because he probably feels like they're behind.
Mm.
He probably didn't feel like they were where they needed to be this close to the season. And my question to 49er fans at 888-957-9570, You know how we've all been talking about training camp and the first two preseason games? Did you watch Friday's game against the Raiders, and did you feel better about what you were watching? I think you have to, really. I thought the offense looked pretty good when Purdy was quarterbacking in the first, second quarter.
But how can you let that supersede again who's not there and what they're dealing with? Well, and Juan Cruz with the best YouTube chat of the day, early study. Matt Ty saw the truth in the preseason just like his girlfriend. Pretty good early.
Yes.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.